T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Security should not belong only to the rich and to the powerful. Safety is the birthright of every American, which is why we must finish the wall. It's happening.
That's President Trump last night in Texas, where he also said the only thing Beto O'Rourke had going for him was a good first name. That I don't know about, but Richard Benedetto joins us right now, our friend, adjunct professor of journalism at American University, retired White House correspondent. Good morning, Richard.
Good morning, Tommy.
So, supposedly, and we'll find out more today, the deal cuts the president's demand of 215 miles of wall and $5.7 billion for border security to $1.4 billion for border security and 55 miles of fencing. Will this placate his base, given what he just said? And is this just all a waste of money to try to fulfill a campaign promise? Because is 55 miles of fencing really going to make a difference?
Well, I think that what you have in a situation like this is a need for compromise, because nobody's going to get everything they want. Now, you have the Republicans controlling the Senate and the presidency. You have the Democrats controlling the House. That is a recipe for either stalemate or cooperation. Nobody gets everything they want. So that in a democracy like this, and in a situation like this, they're going to have to compromise. Whether the compromise is heavily toward the Democrats or heavily toward Trump, I don't know. It looks more like it's more heavily toward the Democrats, but it's something. Everybody can walk away and say we've got something. But the way the media have played this all the way through from the very, very beginning is that Trump is wrong and the media and the Democrats are right.
So Sean Hannity coming out saying that this deal is garbage, although unless he's privy to details, we aren't. I don't think all of the details have been released yet, but he may know. We haven't heard from Ann Coulter yet, but last time it seems as though conservative media backed him down from something he was originally willing to do. When it comes to this, do you think that's likely to happen? And does that in essence say that two or three or four conservative media hosts are kind of running the country?
It looks to me like what we in the media do is we run to the conservatives that are popular with Trump and try to read what the tea leaves through them. We should be reading the tea leaves through our own eyes, the media's eyes, and trying to see what is the solution. But if the media takes sides, and right now the media overall have taken sides against Trump, it's a very tough battle.
So does that, and I understand what should be, but what's really happening if the president says A and then Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity and others say no B, and then the president says, you know what, you're right, it's B, does that mean de facto they're running the country or not, or at least the executive branch?
They're certainly having an awful lot of influence if that's the case, yes.
So in terms of this compromise, do the Democrats win? Do the Republicans win? Can they both claim victory? And bottom line, does it do anything at all to change the border security system in this country?
Well, they both can claim victory. How the media spin it will be another story. But the fact is that, a step forward, it's at least a step forward against, we don't ever get everything we want at any given time. We go in steps. So if they get something, they can both claim some victory. If they get nothing, it's a waste of time.
So who do you think, in terms of the media, gets more play in terms of, and it may be a dumb question, but in terms of it being looked at as a victory or it being looked at as a defeat? And I'm guessing in terms of the mainstream media, the Democrats are going to get credit for beating down the president when, in fact, it's a compromise.
Yeah, right. I think it will be. You saw when the president just gave in on getting the federal government back working and more time for negotiation, it was billed as a big defeat for him by the media. The media called it, he caved. The word is always, who caved and who didn't cave on this? Instead, we should be pushing for who gave something, who didn't give something. But that is not how we media frame it. Now the media frame everything really determines how the story spins.
And even before that, I think it would be in an ideal world we would talk about, all right, let's see what the problems really are and how do we really fix them, but that never seems to get any play at all.
No, that's right.
Thank you, Richard. I'm glad you took the time with us, and have a great day.
Glad to talk to you, Tommy.
Hi, Richard Benedetto, our guest, adjunct professor of journalism at American University and a former White House correspondent.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.